The federal government will change its definition of full employment as it seeks to reduce unemployment through its white paper roadmap for the Australian labour market. Treasurer Jim Chalmers announced the change on Monday, which will see underemployed workers and workers not actively looking for work counted in unemployment statistics to create a clearer sense of workforce underutilisation. The government has released its so-called white paper, which outlines 9 new measures to limit unemployment, including removing barriers preventing pensioners and job seekers from working, and the creation of a new national skills passport. Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry CEO Andrew McKellar has welcomed the new definition, which already has the backing of RBA Governor Michelle Bullock.
The government is seeking to lift the speed limit on the Australian economy to develop a more sustainable and inclusive definition of full employment. Certainly, that's a very worthwhile goal.
Shadow Treasurer Angus Taylor did not comment directly on the change, but says the government has missed an opportunity to remove obstacles for workers and employers, including through its industrial relations policy.
It remains to be seen what details the government's going to pursue there. We do want to make sure that we have a strong jobs market. We want to make sure all the roadblocks to work are knocked out. And that's roadblocks on the employer's side, but also on the employee side, and that's making sure there's real incentives to get into work.